Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me at the start of a new season. Summer has passed and the fall is now underway. Maybe not officially, but in my mind, once we pass Labor Day, we're into a time of new beginnings. This is my favorite part of the year. Footballs are flying, leaves are changing their colors, and the temperatures will begin to, well, fall. Warning, I actually love winter too. The change of seasons is what makes New England home. And as we get this new month underway, I want to introduce a new word to you. It begins with the letter A, which sits atop our alphabet. It is found within the pages of the Bible and is a word that's descriptive of a certain behavior and attitude that many people have to deal with, and that is the word abuse. Abuse. I admit up front, this is not a very cheery word. Perhaps you were looking for something more uplifting in your car or as you settle down for the evening. Well, speaking about abuse is definitely not a lighthearted topic, but abuse is very practical. This is sure to touch many of us deeply, down to the core of who we are. And when we think about abuse, we quickly begin to think of many different expressions of the word. We could talk about verbal abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, spousal abuse, elderly abuse, and even abuse of money, time, and animals. All of these provide for valid and necessary conversation. But I have a specific kind of abuse in mind. It is relational in nature, and I will tell you more about it, and we will find it in the Bible tomorrow. But to start with, here is how I define abuse: to hurt another person with cruel and violent treatment. Let me repeat that. In the context in which we will discuss it, abuse means to hurt another person with cruel and violent treatment. Did you know that Jesus Christ was abused? Here is an example of how. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, the Lord Jesus is crucified on the cross. And as he slumps there, gasping for breath, nails piercing his exposed and bloody flesh, Matthew describes what was happening at the foot of the cross. This is Matthew chapter 27 and verse 39. Matthew 27, 39. And those passing by were hurling abuse at Jesus, wagging their heads. Jesus experienced verbal abuse. He was the recipient of cruel and violent acts and speech. You can circle that word abuse in Matthew 27:39 when you get to your Bible. And while in the Word of God, read also Luke chapter 23 and verse 39. When Jesus was crucified, he had two criminals on either side of him, also hanging on their crosses. And in verse 39 of Luke 23, one of them is abusive towards Christ. Luke writes, "One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at Jesus, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.'" There again is abusive language being turned on the Christ. If you are a person who has been or is being abused, Jesus relates. He knows from firsthand experience how painful this is, and he will speak to you in our times together. We'll talk more about this tomorrow when you and someone you know who needs to hear this, please invite them. Join me for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.